but before that, I always get books that I'm reading and like to recommend them to you all. This book I'm currently reading is called Ode to Hip Hop. Ode to Hip Hop. It's a really awesome book. I'm going to be honest with you, my musical upbringing was way more classical music and gospel music oriented, so I'm learning a lot about the history of rap music and R&B and hip-hop as well, particularly about Tupac, since we're doing the Tupac Requiem next year. So this is Ode to Hip-Hop by Kiana Fitzgerald. It also has some really awesome illustrations all through the book, kind of in the Oakland Symphony promotional style. So check this out if you can. If you're interested in learning more like me, please do so. And now please welcome Jessica to do their Why I Sing.
Hi, I've been singing with the chorus about 3 years. I returned to singing about a year before that. I had a long hiatus. I've been like elementary school through graduate school, and then life kind of got in the way and I took a break that was much longer than I intended. But I've been back, it's about 4 years. And as for why I sing, I guess I've reached that stage in life where like a bunch of my day that I have to do is not about me. But I have a teenage daughter and I'm teaching parents and I run a business. And so this is something that I get to do that's really just about me. And this would be lovely to have in company, but I don't. So I'm just gonna play the first piece, or first note, and then we are gonna acapella this.
I'm leaving for LA tomorrow, so I have a 6-hour train ride, and I'll do it on the train. So you'll see all the music notes, and then next week we'll tell the choir, we'll check in about that. Okay, right at 2:37, I'll be the soloist. Oh, by the way, all tenors and bassists sing this bass part here. Freude! The soloist sings, Freude!
Freude!
You ready for it?
Freude!
Freude!
Yeah.
like this. Just ready to go. Seriously. And then when you hear Freude, it just comes out then. Because it's really going to feel like a quick time change. So we have bum, bum, bum. Freude!
Freude!
Da, 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 da. Freude!
Freude!
Can you make the Freude stronger and the da back off? Freude! And darker and fuller. Not Freude! Freude! Oi, oi, oi. One more time. Dun, bum, ba, Freude!
Freude!
Dun, da, da, da. Freude!
Freude!
There we go. That's the idea. Next choir entrance is letter D. This shouldn't be too hard. Sopranos, go ahead and join the altos. Yeah, you've been doing it all right. Okay, yeah. Right there. One, two, at.
Diamond, silver, mint, and meter, rusty, water, string, and time. Other mention, red, and rhythm, and something fliegemeist.
Good. Now, make sure we separate the dotted note there. So, fliegemeist. Okay? The T there, this is a change. In the past, you were doing it before the end of the measure. I now want it on the downbeat of the next measure, just to make it easy. So, fliegemeist. I know the note looks shorter than that, but just take it to the downbeat if you can. This section is bright, it's bouncy, it's exciting, it's bubbling up something, but still dark. Remember, dark on the outside, smile on the inside. Everyone say dime.
Dime.
Solid.
Solid.
Binde and vide.
Binde and vide.
Now, typically I wouldn't have you re-accent notes like that, but I actually do want to hear dehe, like a little H in there. Binde and vide.
Binde and vide.
Vas dihi morde.
Vas dihi morde.
That's a pure O, right, Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, vas dihi morde. And Alex, say the next measure for us.
String geteilt.
Say that, choir.
Streng geteilt.
Now, you see two G's, right? Streng and geteilt. We're just doing one. Streng geteilt. Say that.
Streng geteilt.
Say that again, Alex, for us.
Streng geteilt.
Say that, choir.
Streng geteilt.
Can you speak this in rhythm, please? From 257. One, two, half.
Dine,
salve. Exciting.
Dine, vide, basti, mode, streng geteilt.
Questions in that section?
No, just watch out for deine Zauber und streng, streng.
Yeah. You really have to do the ST of streng well before the measure starts. Basti mode streng geteilt. Just sing that at.
Basti mode streng geteilt.
You'll sound like modesch. That's okay. Mode streng geteilt. Sing again at the beginning of that section. One, two, at.
Deinen Zauber mit der Miete, was die Mode streng geteilt. Alle Menschen werden blühen, wo dann sanft der Flüge weit.
Good. Last thing to change, put an accent over werden in 262. Over there. And also the all at the end of 260. Streng geteilt. Alle Menschen werden blühen. Let's have those in there. Your next entrance is where? 280. Well, really, the basses is 284, and I would circle that big there. If there's any brave tenors that can sing that yaw and then jump up to the tenor part, feel free. So you have one, two, three. Yaw, yaw, bad, oh, no, that's totally fine to do that. Okay. Let's hear this section with the basses starting. One and two and one, two. Same thing there, go to the bar line. Dies and boom. Right on there. Did you notice where the diminuendo happened?
Yeah.
It might say dim in your score. I would draw a decrescendo just so you know. It's right over 290. This needs more bounce. You know, Maestro kept coming at me because I like Marcato a lot, if you can tell. This is actually a work that can be super Marcato if you won't get yelled at for it. More bounce, more energy there. Bass tenor, sing that first yaw. And one, two.
Yaw.
Good. Again, can you start with your mouth like this? So it's just yaw, not yaw. One, two.
Yaw.
Now sing yaw, and then tenors go on to the next note. So it'll be yaw, yaw. You'll just hold the yaw bass. And one, two.
Yaw.
The same volume as the initial yaw needs to be the same volume for everyone going on. Yaw, there, auf your eine. Keep that energy going. Okay. Right there, all voices with the pickup yaw there. One and two and one and.
Yaw, yaw, there, auf your eine.
Separation there. Good. Go to your next entrance. Where's that?
G.
Oh, I love this part. Ku, se, ga, zi, un, zum, re, be. Every first eight note gets an accent in session. Can we speak this section with that in mind? This is 313. Letter G, 313. Just speaking. One and two and one, two, three, and.
Ku se ga si uns un reben amen. Freude und Kindheit, Holus war dem Grund gegeben und der Kindheit steht for God.
Right there, steht for God. Say that.
Steht for God.
There's two breaks in there. Steht, that's just quick, an eighth note, and then for God. Speak that, ready, F.
Steht for God.
Say it again.
For God.
Every time we do it. What?
How do you want G-O-T-T
pronounced? Do me a favor, raise your hand and then ask your question. Don't just shout out, please, okay? Thank you so much. Can I hear just soprano sing this section, please, at 313? Good luck.
Thank you.
Let's go under tempo, for Christ's sake. Okay. One, everyone else, look at your parts. Altos, basses, you're welcome. Sopranos, one and two and three and four.
Yeah.
317, 318. Those weird, getting those intervals there. Can I hear sopranos and tenors together at G?
Yes.
I have a marking that my mouse would remain
No, at the end of got. Oh yeah, because you just use the tongue to form the T, so the mouth can stay open for that. You don't have to go got, but got, and have it open there. Okay, yeah. Alex?
Wait, which one is it?
Measure 286. It's a Yaver Alknor Ein. It's a Z sound?
Zela. And then Ash, if you want it to sound like
Zela
in the
hall,
how should we sing it?
Zela?
Yeah.
I like that, yeah. Z A A, the pure A sound there.
Zach?
Yeah. Oh, hi.
So we put the, we changed the whole note to a.
Give me a measure number.
On 324.
324.
Is that just applied to 324,
or does that's just 324.
It doesn't apply to the next
two. No, those are full value there.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's mainly because the altos have an entrance under you, so we can hear them come in at 324. Everything else is full value.
And the T on the
downbeat. Yeah.
Downbeat.
Yeah. So measure 327, the T for golf goes there.
Sorry, no, the 324, the T for.
Oh, on before.
On
before. Yeah. Colin.
320. I had from earlier. That
we
change the half
note
to a quarter
note. Yeah. Did it already, yeah. Stand for God. Put the T right on there.
And for the tenors as well.
And for everybody.
I'm sorry, 324 is that.
Oh, 324? Is that what we're talking about?
No, that was. I had two questions. Like
y'all need to. You're throwing too much at me, Colin. All right, one question at a time. What's the first one?
I didn't know. Well, the first one was you had it correct. It was 320.
Okay.
It was a quarter.
What's the next question?
The second one was on 324. For the tenors, do they have a dotted half?
Yes. Okay. Tenors, sopranos, and basses all have a dotted half in 324. You all got that?
Someone over there said dotted quarter.
That was a different measure.
That was, I messed up.
Yeah, we're good. But I love the attention. I love this. We're listening across galaxies and time periods. Great. We have one more section we need to cover tonight. And then I will be a very, very happy conductor. Yeah, I think it's around there. Yeah, is that after the Yeah. Let's go there if we can. You can have a seat for now. This is measure 795. Right at measure 795 under tempo, we'll go dun, sun. Notice how I'm accenting in this second right there. We're all unison for this, pretty much. 795, one and two and ready and. Sing this again, I need more accent and exciting. It's well articulated, bite the whole time. Dun, sound, like you're telling a scary story, okay? One and two and T and go.
Dun, sound,
yeah, it's right, but it's a little dark though, not dun, and sound. Dun, sound, keep the oval shape. One and two and T and go.
There
is a crescendo through this section, so it gets louder and louder and louder until the forte at the end of page 58 there. One more time at tempo. It'll be dun, sound, vide, and vide, bassimone. One and two and T and go.
Diamond,
so this is what I, when I used to from this section, and this is the entrance we always look for. Top of 59, measure 807. Getting that timing for dimension, it is hard. Can you start at 802, strength, get tight, and then just hold on when you get there at 806. Starting at 802. One and two and T and four.
Strength and get tight.
One and two and one and two and. Try it again. Don't come in too early. Try again. Two and three and four.
Strength and get tight.
One and two and two and two and. Can you start right in measure 804? So we're all resting there. Just count with me. How many quarter notes rest will there be from 804 until we sing ah? Nine, right?
If you include 810.
What do you say?
If you include 803, it's 10.
I'm starting at 804, as I just said. There will be nine. Thank you for the math. Thank you. Stranded tile. Oh, sorry. Start at 804 with me and just count in your head and sing ah. Here's 804. The right note. And have your mouth open. Just be the whole time and it will come in. Here's 804. Your mouth's open, you're breathing. It's. Again. Da, 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 da. Now from strength and tight. Two and three and four.
Strength and tight.
Still a tad early. Let's try it again. From strain, ready, and
strain, and get tight.
One and two and two and two and. This time go on. Same spot, but we go one, two. Elementation, 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 elementation. It's a really quick tempo change. I would circle the you-know-what out of Poco Adagio there, so you know it changes. Strength, get tight, 802. Two and three and four.
Strength, and get tight.
One and two and two and two and.
Elementation, 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 elementation.
Break! Is still in the slow tempo. But 814 is a very quick cutoff for that LT because we're in the new tempo. So if I'm a soprano from 812, I'm going. It's going to be that quick there because we go right back into. Okay. Can we all speak? Oh, did you all get that break in measure 811? After brew der voda, we come in. Just speaking if you can, from top of 59, measure 806, dimension, dimension. Actually, those ahs. And one and two and one and two and
dimension, 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 dimension.
Crescendoing into Bruder, so we get softer in 810. It's kind of a subito piano. There's a little C-R-E-S-C written next to it. We crescendo. We get up to mezzo forte in 811. So, and then back to soft. So it's just hills and valleys this whole time. Go back, please, to speaking again from dimension. Top of 59, last measure. One and two and one and two and.
Dimension, 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 dimension.
And breathe. makes sense? How those, it's a lot of shifting in there. That's probably the most challenging part of the whole work for tempo and choral connection. Let's sing it. Top of, actually, from 802. Strenge Tau, can you stand, please? Right there, 802. One, and two, and three, and four.
Strenge Tau! All the nation, all the nation, all the nation, all the nation. And go.
Dinosaur, dinosaur, bing, and go, 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 bing,
thing in this. The next section we need to cover is the presto at the end, which we did a couple months ago, but we'll come back to that next week. We will do a run of the work, maybe even two, next week. So Stephanie has mentioned a couple times resources like Cyberbase and other park learning resources you can use.
I put on the bulletin board a couple of months ago. There's a great YouTube series called Inside the Score. We can learn all about musical terms and things like that. And he does two episodes where he isolates certain works. He does all of Beethoven's works. He does this. I did Camille Verona, there's a Verdi Requiem, and it's about themes and things.
So look at that, please.
And
keep in mind, we are not teaching notes in these rehearsals. The note learning is your responsibility at home. We're just shaping those when we come here. So all notes are learned next week. You have your homework assignment, that post-view section that we did a little bit tonight, and the presto. If you're in the gala choir, arrange yourselves in this section. Everyone else, have a lovely evening. Put the chairs away if you're able. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Don't be